What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Toy Story Land, which opened up at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Hollywood, in Walt Disney World, which means now there's two more rides at the park. That means you've just literally doubled the amount of rides that was in the park there just before. So the new one is officially opened. Kind of went over the weekend. There was kind of some soft launches. It's been like that. So they got two new attractions. They got the Slinky Dog Dash, which is a roller coaster, which kind of looks like a slightly longer version of like the Barnstormer, kind of in that territory, which is supposed to be a lot of people saying it's a great ride. And then you got the Alien Swirling Saucers. And then also what they've done is they've opened up a new entrance from Toy Story Land into Toy Story Mania. And they've had the third gate, you know, they've had a third thing to open that one up. Lots of new restaurants. There's like the Woody's Lunchbox, and there's merchandise carts, and it's all opened up. They had Tim Allen and stuff there, down there, doing it. I had to do it. I said I would. You'll see some video footage and stuff from the B-roll, from the event. But it's all opened up. A lot of buzz all over social media. Lots of people there. A lot of people, the queues and stuff are bonkers, weren't they?
I heard that the Slinky Dog got up to at least 6 hours long on opening day. It was beating Pandora. And, I mean, that's not a surprise because, you know, as much buzz as there might be about the Pandora ride and how awesome the Flight of Passage was and all that, this is still Toy Story. The name alone just has a lot more weight, especially at a Disney park, than Avatar does. So, you know, people have been waiting for this. And then also, as you mentioned, and as we've talked about previously, Hollywood Studios right now, or at least right now a few days ago, had virtually nothing for people to go to. You had the Rock and Roller Coaster, you had the Tower of Terror, Star Tours if you're able to stomach it, and not much else except for a couple shows.
Yeah.
And now they've got two new rides, they've got this whole area opened up, and there's a reason to go to Hollywood Studios again. And again, next year, we're going to go through this whole thing again when Galaxy's Edge opens as well. So, you know, it's a good time to be at Hollywood Studios unless you don't like standing in line.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's a good thing with this one. When we're out there on vacation with two small children, it was like, sorry, kids, there's not really much you can go on here. So at least now there's two more rides for kids. The adult through. And hopefully it just deflates out the queues on all the other rides, because now you've got somewhere else to hold. You know, hundreds of people can now be spread out in there rather than in the other. Because that was the problem, I think, at Aerosmith and Tower of Terror and Toy Story Mania, was everyone was being held in those queues because there wasn't else to do. So help spread it out. I think, obviously, when the Star Wars area opens up, it's going to make the whole park. They're putting new stuff in there. There's going to be a new Cars show going in there. So they really are kind of ramping it up and getting the park ready for its next stage, which I think is good. I think also Toy Story Land, I think it's just a good themed area to do it. There's been lots of people have been reporting about the theming themes a little cheap and a little thing, which I'm looking at it and going, well, and then some people come, well, no, actually it's supposed to represent it being a toy area with just stuff dropped around, and you know, it's supposed to be hodgepodge kind of thing. Personally, it looks a lot better than the one over in Hollywood in Disney's movie studios.
Pixar Pier.
Pixar Pier, sorry. The one that we've got in Disneyland Paris, which is just really lame. But it looks bright and colourful. There's been a lot of people talking about there's not any shade. And also the fact that they put like merchandise carts in, right? They didn't even put a store in. You know, which was quite strange. Of like, I mean, space must be quite limited, but then the Slinky Dog ride takes up a massive amount of space. To put a cart in, right? They've not even done a store. It's literally just carts. I mean, maybe this is that thing. There's that much Toy Story merchandise anyway that, you know, they spread out to the other stores in the main, like, Sunset Boulevard area. But, so yeah, it's definitely, it looks fun. It looks like it's a good addition. Like, anything over at Hollywood Studios is a good thing. And I think this will just set that park up. But, you know, for having kids rides for years now.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be too surprised if the lack of storefronts and so on wasn't actually intentional as it gives people a reason to come back when they open those new ones up. Because obviously they're going to want to have stuff available for Toy Story 4, which is going to be a major release when that comes out. And this portion of the park and then Pixar Pier, of course, will be rejuvenated. So, you know, there could end up being new additions at that point. But again, in terms of space, they're competing Toy Story Land, this new area, with, you know, Galaxy's Edge and all the other stuff. So they really had to kind of budget, and I can understand that. But on the flip side, you know, the Slinky Dog coaster is apparently quite large. It's a sizable roller coaster, and I think a lot of that has to do with some of the feedback they got from the Disney Mine Train, the Dwarfs Mine Train, over at Magic Kingdom, because that's a very, very short ride.
Yeah.
And I've been on it a few times, but I would say flat out, I will never ride that ride unless the queue is 20 minutes or left, which I've never seen, or if I've got a fast pass.
Yeah.
It's not a ride that's worth waiting in the hour-long queue or more. I haven't been on Slinky Ride, obviously, you know. I won't go on it until the end of the year when I'm down there for Christmas, but it looks much more substantial. The reports are coming in saying it is a much more substantial ride. It's a longer ride. It looks like it's better. And of course, it's still a Disney ride, so it's not going to be one of those super intense roller coasters like you get over at, say, Universal.
Yeah.
So it's more my speed, more interesting to me.
Yeah. It's that thing to me of like, it's just a good system of putting it in. You know, Disney's Hollywood Studios is going to be a very different park once, you know, that's open. The Cars show coming in, the new Runaway, the Mickey Mouse ride, when that opens up, and then you've got all the Star Wars stuff. You know, that's a lot of stuff coming in. It would expect if they got more to come after Star Wars. I mean, I know they've announced a lot for Epcot and Walt Disney World, but I can't help but feel like Hollywood Studios is probably going to get a little bit more after that anyway, as they kind of continue to build. But there's a lot going on there, and I think this new zone is great. I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do long term with it. Looks bright and colourful, and it's good. I think overall, I mean, yeah, the rides are long, but that will eventually ease down a little bit once the buzz has dropped off, literally. But at the same time, that park is just, you know, it's got long queues all the time, but at least now there's some more stuff. Oh, there's so much areas though that place needs a redo. You know, Beauty and the Beast could do with an upgrade and a few other places, but at least now a few new attractions, Woody's Toy Box, lots of bits and pieces there. But if you've been down there or you're planning on going down there this summer, let us know in the comments below and get in touch with us on all the different social medias. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
I mean, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.